Okay, and how would you sum that game up tonight?
I think probably we're disappointed that in the manner in the game. We probably feel as a group we didn't do enough to win the game. And we've been so good the last number of weeks, really on the front foot and penetrative and balls in box and working goalkeepers, and just felt we were just a little bit off it tonight.
Of course, Sam Todd made a clearance down in this end of the pitch just towards half time, and it was a big clearance to keep them out of the game.
Yeah, I think I heard somebody saying it's the best tackle I've ever seen. And I think we're disappointed, and we shouldn't shy away from being disappointed. But at the same time, I thought the effort and the commitment was all there, the hunger and the desire and the drive was all there, and we were just probably a little bit short. And I think depending on tackles like that's not what we should be about.
Another man who has found a big vein of form is Adam O'Reilly. Where's this all come from?
No idea, if truth be told. Great credit to him though. I think he's been a new lease of life since he's went a little bit higher up the pitch and got goals to his game, working really hard, energy, legs, causing problems, and great credit to him, and long may it continue.
Of course it is the business end of the season. You said earlier in the week there's four or five teams going for that European spot, and results tonight around the league just sits that. No, all tight. No, Bows have went above you tonight on goal difference, but the Chisholm Pack's coming up there as well.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thought any differently. There's so many good teams in this league. Obviously, there's five games left, and they're going to be really difficult affairs. As we said, we haven't achieved anything yet, so we have to keep working hard and see where it takes us.
Do you feel maybe coming into this game tonight that there was high expectations after last week's performance at Bows? Do you feel the fans were expecting a wee bit more, or do you feel maybe tiredness tonight showed a wee bit as well?
Yeah, listen, the fans were expecting more, and rightly so. Being at home, I think we should be looking to win all our games at home. We should be looking to win every game, but especially at home, we should need to make this a fortress, and we probably just were a little bit short tonight.
Of course, it's a big weekend for the club too. It's 40 years in the League of Ireland. Celebrations tomorrow about it out in the Everglades, of course. But do you feel that with as well, the expectations of this club?
Yeah, absolutely, and so it should. It's a massive club, and the expectations are massive, and that's something that we have to enjoy and embrace. And great credit, I think, needs to go to the boys that got the club back in the league 40 years ago and the work that they've done. And while I'm here, my job is to try and carry that on, and please God bring some silverware to the club, and that's always going to be our objective.
Of course, you did say on Wednesday when we were speaking to you, Ben Doherty, you're waiting on a scan coming back. What's the latest on that scan? Did you get it back, and can we expect to see Ben again this season?
No, it looks like Ben's now, his season's finished, unfortunately, and disappointed for Ben because he put so much work in to get back into it. But unfortunately, that's football, and he's now back sidelined again until his recovery.
Of course, you lost Dibble tonight as well. Do you know the extent of that injury?
No, he'll get scanned tomorrow, and we'll find out, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.